We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest edition of the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll be talking Carolina basketball for the next hour or so. That includes looking back at the win over Pittsburgh. We'll find out how the Tar Heels handled this past weekend with no game. Matchup with Clemson coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we'll answer some of your questions for the head coach of the Heels. All that coming up. Plus, we also have an interview with Walker Miller, which I think you'll enjoy listening to. We'll get Coach's thoughts on the senior for the Tar Heels as well. But, Coach, great to see you again. And it was just one game since we last met. That was an impressive win for your team back on Tuesday night, 75-65 over Pitt. And felt like an important win for your group, topping a Pitt team, which was playing well, but even maybe more importantly, doing so on the road.
You know, I think all of those are true, Jones. I think it was important for our team just to have a little more confidence. The better you play, the better you should play.
Yeah.
And I think that getting us some confidence to win on the road, I think, is important to us because we've got a few more of them coming up straight here.
Yeah.
So we need to be doing that. But I also think Pittsburgh had done some really good things at home. And I think that we made some shots, we made some plays down the stretch, and we didn't do a very good job on Champagne, and that's one we said we wanted to do a good job on, but we didn't do a very good job there. But at the same time, did some good things defensively, made some shots. Armando and Garrison were big for us inside, and that's where we thought we had an advantage.
I was going to mention that Armando and Garrison combined 37 points, 16 rebounds. Those two were 16 of 21 from the field. In total, Coach, 48-32, your team had the advantage in the paint.
Well, I think that was the key factor in the game. And I think most times if we can make that an important factor, it doesn't have to be the most important,
right,
but if we can make that an important factor in the game, that's always going to help us. Those guys, 16 for 21, we should have got them 41 shots. That's the way I look at it. But I do think it was a nice win for us. And with the break over the weekend, it let us have good feelings for a little bit longer than we've normally been able to do.
You guys had a stretch, Coach. I can't remember the exact games, but where it seemed like the big guys were having trouble finishing consistently in the paint. Felt like maybe that Notre Dame, Miami, in that time period. What has changed recently with your guys? Because those shooting efficiencies for guys like Armando and Garrison have gone way up here as of late.
Well, it should, and we work on it in practice every day. And at the same time, I emphasize to them the shots that we're working on now are the shots that you're going to get in the game. Mm-hmm. And so let's concentrate on them and make them even more in practice, and hopefully that'll correlate really well to what we're doing in the game as well. But we do need to do a better job of getting them the ball. They need to do a better job of holding off inside and trying to go straight up and make it a simple power move as opposed to a whirling dervish kind of thing.
Your team had a 16-point lead in this game at the under 8-minute timeout. Pitt made a run, as good teams do, but your guys answered. That felt like a big moment for you, for your team, to answer what was a strong push from Pitt.
Well, you know, Wake Forest had a 10-point lead in 4 minutes, and all of a sudden Pitt has a shot to win the game.
Yep.
And so we knew that they had that ability to come back, and yet we still have to weather the storm, do some things ourselves. And, you know, the crazy thing is I thought we had played really well and got some stops the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, and they didn't score, but neither did we.
Yeah.
You know, so we had an offensive foul. We had a missed layup in there that you like to make sure that you don't have those kind of things. But I think, as I'll use your terminology, I think you said weathered the storm, and I think that's what we have to do in games, particularly on the road, because the other team usually is going to make some kind of run at you.
Caleb Love hit a big three in that stretch that we're talking about. Also had just five assists, or had five assists and just one turnover in the game for the Tar Heels. Coach, last thing, you guys had 6 blocks in the game. You're averaging not a huge number, averaging about 4.5 per game, but it feels like that's something that was missing the last year or two that has really been a big boost for your team this season.
Well, it was definitely last year. Well, you could say both the last 2 years we haven't had a rim protector. And I think with Dayron and Walker Kessler coming off the bench, Garrison and then Armando, we do have 4 guys who can protect the rim and are doing it better this year than we have the last couple of years for sure.
So Carolina wins the game over Pitt, 75-65. Again, that was this past Tuesday. Tar Heels didn't play this past weekend. And, Coach, how'd you – handled the weekend with no game? Did you give the guys time off? How'd you manage the time?
A little bit of both. We gave them 2 full days off completely. We brought them in to do a lot of shooting on one day, and then brought them in and had a big practice on Sunday, and hopefully trying to get ready for Clemson Tuesday night. But I think you got to try to balance it, be concerned about their legs, particularly the guys who are playing over 30 minutes a game. And I think also giving them some time off is really good to let them recharge a little bit too.
Coach, had a question from Kate Leslie that I want to bring up now just because it's relevant to what we're talking about. Her question was just trying to structure things to keep momentum. And do you feel like that's a real thing? You guys have been playing well here as of late, and then all of a sudden you have a break. Do you keep that in mind when you're trying to structure how you handle things?
I don't really think so about having the break, because the season is so long. You know, if you get a break, you think, golly, bum, this is great. You know, you don't worry about it. You want them to refresh their bodies. And I think taking care of their bodies at this time of year is just as important as anything else you can do. And so having the time that they can go in there and do some things in the weight room, in the training room, and refresh those muscles a little bit. You got to do it mentally. I think it's a good break for them mentally. You know, you can say something, well, the time period off does hurt you, but I've never believed that. I believe we practice really, really hard, and we try to play really, really hard all the time. And I think sometimes you need to just step back a little bit and see if you can get you a breath and then start back up again.
Tar Heels do that, get going again tomorrow night. It's in Clemson against the Tigers. We'll preview that matchup later in the show. We're going to get to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Mention that Walker Miller interview coming up in a little bit as well. All of that still to come as we move through the hour here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness. Then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We'll get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, in just a moment, but wanted to remind you of a couple things. First of all, Carolina basketball and the Roy Williams Show brought to you in part by Food Lion, proud to sponsor the Tar Heels and proud to sponsor the Score to Give More campaign. For every free throw that the Tar Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank. That's going to help our neighbors in need. So that means so far this season, Food Lion Feeds has donated 23,800 meals. That's just on the strength of Tar Heel free throws this season. And that even includes with the Heels struggling a bit at the free throw line in the last two games, where against NC State and Pittsburgh, the Heels are just 15 of 32 combined from the line, but still that big number on the season donated by Food Lion Feeds. Thank you, Food Lion, for the Score to Give More campaign, and Food Lion is the official grocer of the ACC. New polls are out today. In the AP poll, Gonzaga holds firm at number one. Rest of the top five, Baylor, Villanova, Michigan, and Houston. Former Tar Heel opponents, Texas checks in at number six, Iowa at number eight. As far as the ACC goes, just three ranked teams. Virginia is the highest ranked ACC team at number 14, Virginia Tech at number 16, and then Florida State at number 20. Louisville, Carolina, and Georgia Tech all receiving votes in the AP top 25. All right, let's get to more of our conversation with Roy Williams here on the Roy Williams Show. Back on the Roy Williams Show, thanks again for joining us this evening. Again, having to do the show a little differently, just like everything else this year. Had to make some adjustments, recording with Coach on Mondays for air on Monday night. And a reminder, you can send questions in, and we're going to get to some of your questions here soon. You can send them in really throughout the week. It's asktheheels@gmail.com. That's the email address. Or shoot me a tweet. It's @JonesAngel. Angel has two L's at the end. And Coach, do want to get to some questions and some other Carolina stuff, but some big news in the ACC with John Swofford, of course, former Tar Heel football player, former AD at Carolina. John Swofford retiring, and we knew that was going to happen, but his last day as ACC commissioner was Friday. I'd just be interested in some of your memories with John and what you feel like he has meant to the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Well, I hope John's having a good time right now and not listening to us.
That's right. That's better things to do.
I hope he's found better things. A warmer spot. It's a little chilly outside here in Chapel Hill today. But, no, John's a great friend. John and I were schooled together here at the same time. I knew him. He didn't know me, but that was okay. And then when I came back as assistant, John was here in the business office and then later became the athletic director here. But just a great, great person in athletics. Has an athletic feel for everything, has a businessman's approach to it, and has never lost the ability to care about people. And I think that's a true testament to John. He cares about every team, every coach, every student-athlete, trying to think what's best for the student-athlete. And that's way, way up on his list, if not the first thing that he mm-hmm. always thinks about. But he's a guy that was and still is and always will be a North Carolina Tar Heel. And he did a great job for our league. Our league grew immensely and did great things, started the network, started so many things that John should be very proud of. I'm happy to see him retire. And I'm sad to see him because we've lost somebody that's great in college athletics. And John Swofford, again, his best quality to me is that he did care for the people all the time.
Really is amazing, A, how long Commissioner Swofford was in that role, more than 20 years leading the Atlantic Coast Conference, and as Coach referenced, just how many things happened. You know, the league got a lot bigger, added a bunch of teams, the ACC network. He really guided this league through some tumultuous times just in college athletics.
Yeah, times of tremendous change. You know, you can say turbulent. That usually means bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a lot of things going on that changed in college athletics during John's time, and I think he did a great job of leading the ACC through that.
Do you know Jim Phillips at all, the new commissioner of the league?
No, I do not know him personally. I know of him and look forward to working with him and having some conversations, and I know that he wouldn't have been selected for this job unless he had a great deal of insight into what's good for college athletes, and I think, again, that's the thing that I'm most concerned about.
Former athletic director at Northwestern that just took over. In fact, today, first official day as the commissioner of the ACC. Coach, I want to get some questions for you from Carolina fans. One that we got a bunch that has to do with the Pittsburgh game came when you had a timeout. Jeff Capel, the head coach of Pitt, of course, was talking to some officials. You came all the way from the Carolina bench to go join the conversation. A lot of fans were just curious as what was going on.
Oh, it's you have those kind of things going on a lot. Coach Smith always used to say you should never let the other head coach have a coach's clinic with the official without you being there. And it was a little bit of that. I had zero problems with Jeff, what Jeff was saying. It's just that, you know, it seemed like a long conversation, and whether I should have done it or not still remains to be seen, and whether it's the beauty is the eyes of the beholder, but it had zero problems with Jeff Capel. Jeff is a good friend, guy I've known for a long, long time, and knew his father very well, and needless to say, Jason played here, but there were zero problems with Jeff. I just sort of wanted to see what was going on.
Coach, we've talked a lot about how things have changed during the game just with the COVID time period that we're in. Has that relationship with officials changed at all? Because I have to imagine they can hear everything that you're saying to them.
Yeah, I'm sure it's changed some because they can hear. I don't yell that much, so I don't know how much it changed with me and the officials. But, yeah, they can – a lot of times you could yell something and you had no idea if they heard you or not. But now if you yell something, you pretty well understand that they did hear what you're saying. But I think it's just a new world for all of us. We've got to keep moving ahead.
We're going to keep moving ahead as well here on the show. We're going to take a timeout, come back, get to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court 3 times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Harris Teeter is proud to assist our customers and communities every day with their food and pharmacy needs. This year, we've partnered with UNC, Duke, Wake Forest, and NC State to bring you the Big Four Grocery Assist promotion. Each week, one lucky contestant is chosen, and they win $5 in free groceries for every assist by each Big Four school that week. Plus, Harris Teeter will donate $10 for every assist throughout the season to the local food bank to support those in need. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist page to enter today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
When you're craving delicious, crunchy snacks, reach for the brand you grew up with. Utz. Delicious snacks like Utz Ripple, Wavy, or Kettle Classic Chips, sourdough pretzels, or cheese curls. Utz snacks have been made by the same family for nearly 100 years. Cooked craft style with only the highest quality ingredients and delivered quickly for the freshest snacks ever. Utz snacks. Freshness you can hear and authentic flavor you can taste with a satisfying crunch. Everyone loves Utz.
Thanks again for joining us here on The Roy Williams Show. And big part of the show is answering your questions about Carolina basketball. And do it every single week. Again, asktheheels@gmail.com is the email address. You can also send a tweet to me. It's @JonesAngel. Angel has two L's at the end. We always have a bunch of good questions, but we pick the first three for the show. And it's our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That is wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. Let's start off one. Coach, this comes from Myron Goodman, and he said, it feels like normally this time of the season, there's a clear go-to guy on the team, not necessarily on this year's Carolina team. And he wonders, do you feel that way? And in a traditional year, is that something that players kind of figure out who the go-to guy is? Is that something the coaching staff learns during practice and during games?
A little bit of both. There's no question at times in the past we've said throw the ball to so-and-so.
Sure.
There's no question about that. Right now, that so-and-so are the big guys. They're more than one of them. Yes, Garrison is the most experienced. He's one I have the most trust in. Probably I would choose him. But Armando's shooting a great percentage. Armando's had some – I mean, Dayron's had some of those games that just kicked people, you know, Notre Dame here.
Yep.
And just some big, big baskets in the Syracuse game here, big, big baskets, Wake Forest. So it depends. But I think sometimes it's easy. I used to tell our guys when Tyler Hansbrough was playing, if he didn't get 20 shots a game, then everybody's not being very intelligent. And I like to think I recruit intelligent players. So – it depends on which team it is, but this team, just like you're saying yourself, that there's not one particular guy. I like Kerwin Walton from the outside. I like Armando and Garrison inside, Dayron inside. So a little bit depends on how everybody's playing.
As far as scoring is concerned, Tar Heels very balanced in that regard. They have five players that are averaging more than 9 points per game. You can stretch that out to seven players that are averaging more than 6.5 points per game. So that scoring really is as distributed on this team as anyone in recent memory for the Tar Heels.
You know, last year we'd get a big game from B-Rob and then not a game the next game, or we'd get a big game from somebody else. But the two that stood out last year, Cole Anthony for sure when he was healthy, but then Garrison, because Garrison had a phenomenal year shooting the ball in the basket, and he hasn't had it go in for him yet as much this year.
Coach, this question comes from Stalling, and Stalling wanted to know, other than just the ball going in the basket a little bit more, what improvements have you seen from your freshman guards, Caleb Love and R.J. Davis, as this season has moved along?
Well, I think they've gotten a little bit better defensively. I hope, and I, you know, always say this, and I knock on wood, because the biggest point of contention with your guards, particularly if you're a point guard, You got to keep your man in front of you. Don't get beat off the drive, and then don't turn it over.
Yep.
If you do that, I can live and try to help you with the other things. And so a big point of contention and a big negative for us early was all the turnovers. And it wasn't just, you know, Caleb and RJ. It was Garrison, Leakey, and everybody there. But, again, I'll go back to those two guys. Don't turn the ball over. Keep your man in front of you, and we'll figure out a way to get some good things out of you as well. So that's both those things. They've got to get a little bit better, and I think they are, but not at the speed that I want them to get better at that, and not on a consistent basis. So that's still the things we're pushing them for.
And certainly fair to say, I mean, you give your point guards a lot of responsibility. Right. I mean, you ask them to do a lot.
Oh, it's by far the most difficult position for a freshman to play because there's so many things you need to think about, time and score, offense, defense. You don't just run down the court and wait till somebody passes you ball and then decide whether you shoot or not.
All right, let's get to our third of our three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Coach, this one comes from Adam Caps, and Adam says he has heard you say that you enjoy Kenny Chesney's music. First of all, is that correct? Is Adam correct in that?
That is correct.
Kenny's, all right.
Kenny's a distant friend, but we've shared some things, text messages, phone calls. I've been to see him in a concert, and so we've had some good times.
So Adam says that Kenny Chesney and Coach Williams are two people on his Mount Rushmore of all-time people outside of his family. So he loves the fact that you love Kenny Chesney and wanted to know, did you have a cool story or two or a song or two that you really enjoy from Kenny?
Oh, the best thing is Kenny's father was a high school basketball coach.
That's right.
In Tennessee for a long, long time. So I'd say that would be number one. But, no, I enjoy Kenny's music. And one that I like right now is that to sign up on the wall, everything's going to be all right. You know, during basketball season, I need somebody to tell me that all the time. But, no, I enjoy him, and we've had a chance to have some nice visits.
Good question, Adam. Thank you for your questions. Yep. All the questions, we're going to get to some more, but those were our top three. Brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Again, reminding you to practice your three W's. Wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. We're going to take a break. Come back. More to do with Coach after this from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you homegate with Cruisers. Share a pic on Cruisers' Facebook page, and one legendary homegater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruisers, let's go.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Breakthrough, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, has 7 locations in the Raleigh-Durham area. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Kenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. My name is Jones Angel. You're going to hear more of my conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, in just a moment. And that includes answering some of your questions. And those questions brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And before we go back to that chat with Coach Williams, a quick check around Carolina athletics. The two tennis programs had great weekends. Women's tennis, number one in the nation, is now 4-0 on the season and has won 22 straight matches dating back to last year. The latest was a big one. On the road, the Tar Heels defeated number seven Georgia down in Athens. It was a long match, a 4-3 win for Carolina in a match that took 5 hours to complete. So congratulations to Brian Kalbas and his team. They continue to be right at the top of the national rankings. Also, on the men's side of things from tennis, the guys are number two in the nation. They are now 3-0 on the season after a win versus Virginia Tech this past weekend. So women number one, men number two, and both undefeated at this point of the season. Women's basketball coming off a tough defeat at Virginia Tech. Good news for the women is that their next three games are all at home, although it will be a difficult stretch. Florida State, NC State, and then Boston College. That next matchup against the Seminoles is Thursday, this week, Thursday at 6 o'clock in Carmichael. And finally, we'll take a look at the football side of things, both relating to the running back position for the Tar Heels. Number one, Carolina hired a new running backs coach with Robert Gillespie taking a new job at Alabama. Carolina hired Larry Porter, who was here for a couple of seasons during Larry Fedora's tenure. Coach Porter will be back to coach the running backs. And unfortunately for Coach Porter, he won't get a chance to coach Michael Carter. That would make anybody a much better coach. But Michael had a terrific Senior Bowl this past weekend. He was named one of the standouts of the game. Just about every list that you see coming off that game highlighted Michael as one of the players who really improved his draft position and had a terrific week. In the game itself, Michael had 75 total yards of offense and a rushing touchdown. So congratulations to him. All right, let's get back to more of my conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, here on the Roy Williams Show. Tar Heels back in action tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Clemson. We'll preview the matchup with the Tigers a little later in the show, but let's get to some more questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. It's his show, Roy Williams Show. Thanks so much for being with us. Coach Brian Garrison sent this one, and it's about Garrison Brooks. And NCAA, of course, has said that this year does not count necessarily for eligibility. Have you had any discussions with Garrison or Andrew Playtech or anybody else about potentially returning for an extra year, considering this one, in the NCAA's eyes, does not count?
You know, that's a conversation I'm sure I'll have at the end of the season. Right now, we're just trying to get the best we can do today at practice, get ready for tomorrow's game, those kind of things. But I'm sure we'll have those discussions at the end of our season.
Coach, a question from Lewis. Of course, Tar Heels face Duke coming up this weekend. That's after the Clemson game. But wanted to know about your thoughts just on what you enjoy about the Carolina-Duke rivalry. And also, do you feel like that rivalry may miss something this year without fans in the stands at either game?
Well, I'll do it quickly because we do have Clemson left, and I'm not interested in any game as past Clemson. But everybody misses having the excitement of the fans in the stands. There's no question. But you still got to play the basketball game and still try to be focused on what's going on the court. And it's a fantastic rivalry that I've been very flattered to be involved in for a little perspective.
All right, let's get a couple more in here before we take a break. This one comes from Peter and said, really feels like just in watching your team that there's great consistency that is starting to form, great chemistry that is starting to form. Wanted to know, have you started to see that as well as this year has gone along?
You know, Jones, I'll say, you know, I don't know about great chemistry or feeling or whatever. It was something beside chemistry that he said there. But we are getting a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And I keep pushing that to the players, fans, everybody. That's our job, is to try to get a little bit better every practice, every game, each and every day. And I think the team, I think it's a good group of kids that enjoys each other and they pull for each other. There's no question in your mind they enjoy everybody's success. It's not just their own. So that part I love. But we're getting a little bit better. I just want it to be probably a little quicker pace than we are.
Tar Heels will try to take that next step coming up against Clemson. We're going to talk about the Tigers in the final segment of the show. But, Coach, before we get to that point, listeners are going to hear a conversation Adam Lucas and I had with Tar Heel senior Walker Miller, and had a bunch of fun talking to Walker about a bunch of stuff, including, of course, basketball. But somebody who's been a part of your program now for several seasons, of course, Wes Miller's younger brother as well, terrific Tar Heel family and a really valuable part to what you guys do.
Fantastic family and fantastic young man who really is important to what we do. He's the leader of the blue team. It tries to run the team's offense the day before we play it, tries to press or do whatever the other team does. And that group has just been sensational for us this year. But Walker individually, enjoy him as a kid. He got a great sense of humor. Has really worked on his game. He's out there as early as anybody and stays as late as anybody, and has really meant a lot to our team's success over the last few years.
And good player. We talked to him some. He had committed to Dartmouth for a long time. He could go to a smaller school and probably play a lot, but has taken a role with the Tar Heels that is extraordinarily valuable.
It really valuable to us, and he's enjoying the college experience. Yeah. I don't know that he's enjoyed this last 10 months as much as he did the time period before that, but really is a great kid.
So, again, you'll hear some of that conversation Adam Lucas and I had with Walker Miller. That'll be after this break, and then when we return for the final segment of the show, we'll get Coach's thoughts on the upcoming matchup with Clemson. That's here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We're going to get back to talking with Coach Williams here in just a little bit. But as we discussed before the break, going to let you listen to a little bit of a conversation Adam Lucas and I had with Walker Miller. Walker, a senior on Carolina's team this year. And we chatted with Walker on the Carolina Insider podcast. We've been bringing you some audio from some of our interviews on the podcast throughout the Roy Williams Show this year. And again, you can find the Carolina Insider wherever you find your favorite podcast. Always Talking Tar Heels have great guests as well, both inside and outside of athletics. Always a Tar Heel tie, though, and have a great time chatting with them. That includes our conversation with Walker Miller, which we'll get to now and come back. More to do on the Roy Williams Show.
I think we'll have to check the pod archives. I think we've got an all-time pod first today, Jones.
Oh.
Walker Miller has been locked in a heated duel with Puff Johnson to see who becomes the first set of siblings on the Carolina Insider podcast.
That's right.
Wes Miller's been on. Walker Miller's on today. Jones, the first siblings.
It's got to be because we've had Cam, but not Puff. I think you're right.
I can't think of any other siblings. Walker,
I think you're right.
Thank you for joining us for this incredibly historic moment.
I mean, the honor's all mine, man. I can't tell you enough how much, you know, as a Miller family, what this means to us.
And these download numbers will dominate the time Wes was on there. We know that for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I sure hope so.
What's going on? What's up?
You know, not much, man. You know, we've had had a nice little run here, you know, making everybody feel a little bit better and get us going. But, you know, overall, I think I've been pretty good. You know, class is starting back, but everything's going pretty well for me.
Why are the Tar Heels on a run?
You know, I think it really is, you know, we're just getting later in the season. We're getting more comfortable. You know, a lot of our young guys are starting to play better and starting to realize what it's like to play college basketball. I mean, I told people this from the beginning where it's like it's early in the season. You know, these guys haven't played a lot. We didn't get to play a lot of pickup before the season. So we're starting to see the guys get used to playing together. And you saw that in the last game. I thought that was our best game of the season for, you know, how we played.
Sure. What has it been like going through this as a basketball player? Just with the protocols, the different stuff that you guys have to do, what's it been like?
It's definitely bizarre, you know, the games without the fans, you know, the every day, you know, wearing your mask around every day and, you know, doing all the tests and all that stuff. It's an interesting season, and it's hard to explain, but it's just unlike anything that, you know, I've experienced in my time here.
Has it been disruptive? I mean, I know it hasn't been normal, but has it been disruptive, or is it now just kind of you guys are in the flow of the what you're doing?
I think we're in the flow now. You know, at the beginning, it's weird. You know, you're getting used to something that you've never done before, as with, like, everybody else that's – I mean, I'm sure y'all lives change a lot,
sure,
too. But, you know, we're starting to get used to it now, you know, testing, you know, X amount of times in a week, like 3 or 4 or whatever it is. And, you know, once you get into that rhythm, that kind of thing, you know, spacing out a little bit more on the bench, you know, spacing out a little more in the locker room, stuff like that. Once you get used to it, I guess it's starting to become the norm for us, but it's still a little awkward.
How about when you factor in the weirdness of school? Like, you've done this for several years now, and you kind of know the rhythm of a basketball season. I have to think the rhythm of this season, just kind of life-wise, is different. What's that been like?
Well, you know, it's been completely different. For us, you know, it was nice not having class for 2 months during the season. I'm not going to lie to you, but you know, right now for me too, you know, I'm a second semester senior. I only have 4 credit hours, so you know, I'm still kind of chilling. So sure. It's like I'm not having too bad of a time right now, but you know, I think for a lot of the guys, I think a routine's also really good. So even when we're in class and you have that kind of routine, I think that actually helps a little bit as far as, you know, just mentally, you know, with like the grind of every day.
We had Andrew Playtech on a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was describing what it is like to watch the Buffalo Bills with him. And he made it sound very, very respectful and very genteel. I know that you know the truth, so can you tell us what is it actually like to watch the Buffalo Bills with Andrew Playtech?
You know, everybody knows Playtech a little bit. You know, his eyes are really wide. You know, he's he's paying attention to every snap, you know. You know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't blink during the whole game, but yeah, no, but it's a good experience, man.
What is y'all's, because y'all are roommates, I remember if people listened to that Playtech interview a couple weeks ago, he talked about that. What has y'all's relationship been like? Because you guys knew each other before Carolina too, right?
I played with his team in AAU for a little bit, like three or four tournaments.
Sure.
And then I played against him for 2 years when we were in prep school together. So that was, it was cool having somebody here that I'm familiar with coming in. And, we've been pretty close ever since. And, we became roommates 2 years ago. So, we've been... we hang out, watch Bills games,
Who's your team?
Oh, I'm the Panthers fan, big time. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So not a lot of crossover there. We don't need to worry about
Need to worry about fighting or any of that. It's all love in the Miller Playtech residence.
Are they going to get – should they make a play for Deshaun Watson?
I'm all in on Deshaun Watson.
What do you got to give up, though, to get Deshaun Watson?
Leverage the franchise, man, Take out a second mortgage on the vault, take out everything, man.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
All right, Walker, take us back to a couple years ago when you're trying to decide what you want to do. Because I feel like you could go and start at some places and play a bunch. Why was Carolina the right choice for you to come here and be a part of this program?
Well, it's a special place, and y'all know that just as well as anybody else. But it's an experience. It's a culture. It's an ability to be a part of something greater than yourself that I don't think is available at a lot of other places. And I've seen. Wes is at UNCG. I see what happens there, and they got a special program, especially for that level. And even there, compared to here, it's just different level of stuff. And everything's. I mean, the studio where we're in, and the Smith Center, and all that stuff is special. And I was really considering going to Dartmouth. I mean, I was committed for 6-7 months.
Yeah,
but I think the relationships here and I know it's kind of corny for a lot of people to say it, but it's true. The family atmosphere that's here is really something that I valued and, something that's been awesome for me throughout my 4 years.
We're going to take a break. You'll hear more from Walker Miller after this timeout. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu, where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. You're going to hear a little bit more of Adam Lucas and my conversation with Walker Miller from the Carolina Insider podcast. That's coming up now. And then after the break, we will be rejoined by the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, and we'll preview the upcoming matchup with Clemson. Clemson started the year 9-1, has struggled since then, 1-4 in its last five games, coming off a difficult defeat to Duke this past weekend, as we'll talk about with Coach here coming up in just a little bit. But for now, let's get back to some more of our conversation with Walker Miller. Again, this is from the Carolina Insider podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. All right, here's some more from Walker Miller.
I was talking to Wes because we were trying to get some dirt on you, which it turns out there is none.
No, and clean, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. But he said one thing that he said, this is going to sound corny, but it's really true. He said he was really proud of how much you've matured, not just as a player, but as a person in your 4 years here. In what ways do you feel like you have?
I think it's just, you know, people go to college and you grow up a little bit. You know, I mean, I did spend 2 years at prep school away from home, but it's like, you know, you get older, you know, you mature a little bit, you understand like my place in things, and I understand where I am in life right now, and I'm starting to get more comfortable with, you know, who I am as a person and where I fit into, you know, basketball and this program and all that. So I think, I mean, it's just a natural maturing process. I think y'all seen that with a lot of the 4 year guys that have been here.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's just you get older, you get a little bit wiser, you know, you understand what's going on.
What is your relationship with Wes like? Like, how close are you two?
You know, we're 15 years apart.
Right.
So growing up, I wouldn't say we were really that close, especially when I was younger. But, you know, the more I've grown up, the more I've gotten into basketball, you know, because I didn't really start getting into it till probably after my ninth grade year of high school. So since then, you know, it's slowly building up, and, you know, we're pretty close now. You know, I went to the UNCG game yesterday. You know, I go to a few games every year. I worked out there all, you know, I worked out with, you know, Wes and his players a lot, and, you know, his program's been a lot for me as far as development wise and all that. And his coaches have been very nice to me. And, you know, that relationship, we talk, you know, periodically, not a ton, but, you know, every once in a while.
Walker, what are you studying?
I'm doing sports administration.
Cool.
And I'm a minor in business.
What's the ultimate goal there? What's that been like? What have you liked?
You know, my ultimate goal is probably to do something in the NBA front office, or, you know, try to stay working in basketball somehow.
Sure.
But, you know, it's been good. I mean, I like the kind of, you know, business aspect of sports, and I'm really interested in staying in basketball in whatever way I can, whether that be coaching or, you know, front office stuff or doing something in that level.
All right, before we let you go, what's important here the next couple of weeks for the team? What needs to happen for you guys to continue this path that you're on right now?
You know, I think it's just staying the course. I think just trusting the process and doing all that kind of things, coming to practice every day and, you know, trying to get better. And, you know, just really focusing on what we can do, you know, to keep improving as a team, because I think we're getting better and we can start to show some form where we could actually be a special basketball team.
We appreciate Walker's time, appreciate your time tonight, and look forward to having a little more time with the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's Roy Williams. We'll chat with Coach about tomorrow night's matchup with Clemson when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
After having the weekend off, Tar Heels are back in action coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Clemson. Going to preview that matchup with the Tigers with Coach Williams here in just a moment. But before we get back to that conversation, a reminder that the show is brought to you in part by Harris Teeter. And Harris Teeter is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. And last week's winner came from right here in the Triangle, Carrie, and it was Cheryl. So Cheryl from Carrie is the winner this past week. Cheryl won $465 in Harris Teeter gift cards. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. All right, back to our conversation with Roy Williams as we wrap things up here on the Monday, February 1st edition of the Roy Williams Show. Tar Heels back on the road tomorrow night against Clemson. And, Coach, a tough time to get a solid Clemson team. They're coming off a performance I know that they were not happy with against Duke, falling 79-53 on Saturday. They're going to be very motivated to be better against the Tar Heels coming up.
Well, I think they will be, and they've been motivated every time we play. And yeah. I think that what they ran into Saturday, I guess it was, against Duke, Duke was phenomenal. Oh, my gosh, that was a phenomenal game for Duke. Everybody's making shots, and so it was one of those great days for the other team and not so good for Clemson. In my opinion, Clemson, Virginia, the two best defensive teams in the league. We haven't played Duke. I haven't studied them. I'd say they're going to be up there. It's also before it's over with. But Florida State is tremendous defensively. But Clemson in a half-court situation really bothers you. It's something that we know that we've got to do a great job offensively, taking care of the ball. Don't turn it over. Get the shots that we want as opposed to the shots that they want us to take. They started out the year great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one time they were were in the top 20 in the country, and they've hit on some tough times, but they've also played a lot of games on the road. And the last game they played at home was against a highly ranked Louisville team, and they beat Louisville. And so we've got to play one of our best games, if not our best game of the year, tomorrow night against Clemson.
Clemson was 9-1 at one point, went on a had to take a pause due to some COVID problems, have not had the same success since that pause, but as Coach referenced, have some good wins too. You know, they've beaten Maryland, they've beaten Alabama, beaten Purdue, so they've beaten some good teams as they've moved through this year. And Coach Amir Sims feels like he's been there forever. He's leading scorer and rebounder. He's been one of the better players in the league for a while now.
If you were to pick one big guy in the league who can do anything, it's Amir Sims. He rebounds, he defends around the basket, he can defend out on the floor. He can shoot the three-point shot. He makes his free throws. He scores inside. I wouldn't be surprised he's their leading scorer, leading rebounder. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads them in assists. I mean, he brings the ball up the other night in their game against Louisville, I guess it was. They got the ball to him. He was the biggest guy, and he brought it up the course against Louisville's press and played a sensational game against us last year here.
So, again, it is 7 o'clock for Carolina and Clemson, and Little John, radio-wise, will be on the air at 6 p.m. to get you ready for that one. Coach, it's always great to see you. Thank you for your time, and best of luck this week. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Well, if we talk next week, hopefully we can talk about some wins, Jones. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.